Maybe. Let's talk about this. I mean, it's just a silly game. You can't be serious. I don't think it's discipline as much as just a challenge that's super unhealthy, too. It's not good for you. Let's be honest here. No Nut November was created by a bunch of sex-crazed guys who wanted to somehow have the upper hand by, what, not getting laid? On purpose? It makes no sense. Baby, we're not like them. Isn't it more of a single people thing? Like, you can't nut if you're doing yourself, that kind of vibe. I don't know. I'm not saying it's a dumb concept, but are you really gonna hold off on coming for a month? It's like Lent, but even worse. No, I didn't mean it as a challenge. Oh my fucking god. We can discuss this like adults. You know, who make our own decisions. As opposed to following the crowd on some corner of the internet. And besides, we're a couple. If we were going to this challenge, shouldn't we be on the same page? Yeah, communication is key. Isn't that what you said? And speaking of communicating, you know you've been just giving me these looks, right? You little tease. You know exactly what you're doing. I mean, yes, you are my sweet girl, but I also know how devious you can be. God. You know there are consequences that come with teasing me like this, right? Like, how are you gonna park that ass right on my lap and then say to my face, I wanna try No Nut November, Kitten, you're forgetting how well I know you. And although putting you on denial seems like fun, I don't know if you'll last the whole month. I don't even know if you'll last a whole week. And it's cute that you think you can. See, you're telling me one thing, but the way your back is arching into my hand says, well, something different. Oh, come on, kitten. I know how pent up you get if we even miss a day of playing. You really think you're coming out of this month without, you know, coming? Oh, you're right. I do know how stubborn you are, but I kind of want to see how far this goes. What do you say, kitten? Should we test you out? Was that a yes? You think you're so suave right now, keeping a cool head, as if you don't know what it can do to you. We'll see how long that lasts. Starting with your pretty neck. These bruises are starting to fade. Let's freshen them up a bit. Here, tilt your chin. There we are. You're always so soft. And down to your collarbones. You know, you have so many shirts, kitten. So many. Like those cute pajama tops I bought for your birthday. But you still choose to sleep in my shirts every chance you get. They're a bit roomy on you, aren't they? You like it? Then who am I to deny you? Makes it that much easier to slide my hands under and run them up over your back. Down your sides. You're squirming a lot for someone who has as much discipline as you implied. But you're such a good girl. You're not gonna come when you told me to my face that you're gonna crush No Nut November, are you? That's what I thought. My kitten stands by her words and doesn't double back. Not even when I hike up her shirt and kiss down her adorable tits. Not even when I suck hickeys all over your neck and chest. Mm. My kitten is a strong and confident girl who doesn't need to whine and moan. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Maybe not. Your pulse is going so quick. But then again, this ridiculous challenge is about not coming. So I guess you're allowed to have all the fun that comes with it. And you're still determined about this? All right. But you'll let me play with you anyway, right? Good girl. So, does that mean I can use toys if I wanted to? Like that clit vibe you like so much? Little Miss Wide Eyes, you signed up for this. Talked up a storm and everything. Hey, look, I'm just here to play with my kitten. My sweet kitten who said it was A-okay for me to do what I wanted. And she won't come no matter what I do. That's all you, baby. Now you can stay right on my lap. I want to see your face. Now just grab that vibe from the nightstand. There we are. Bracing yourself already, huh? You know what's coming. And it's not going to be you. Don't worry, kitten. We'll start you off slow, okay? There. See? It's on the lowest setting. It'll be fine. We'll test it on your nipples. Look. That shiver. I felt that on my thighs. God damn. See, Daddy loves to play with you because you react so well to everything I do. And when I tease you like this with you on my lap, I get to see how much you love it. And I do adore seeing you gasp and moan. But what I like most is seeing my pretty kitten come. But I guess I'll have to wait. Isn't that right, sweetheart? You made a decision, and I should really help you follow through. So, as I'm sliding this vibe down to your clit, I just want you to remember that your goals and achievements are always my top priority. There we are. It's hard to hold a straight face when there's such a delicious pressure on your clit, isn't it? Oh, and so much worse with my hand on the back of your neck, gripping your hair, tilting your face back so I can just mark your pretty neck. Oh, fuck. Don't forget yourself, kitten. The more you buck into it, the harder it's going to be for you. God, even now you're so self-indulgent. How does it feel, chasing something you know you can't have? Or did you think I'd be nice and let you come after all that bravado? You know what? You're not moaning nearly as much as I like. Let's turn it up a bit. How about... there we are. Okay, now we can continue. Where was I? Right. Now, there are times, kitten, when you get smart with me, and I end up having to teach you manners, but this is something you did, which I guess is why I'm enjoying it so much. Because as much as you say you can do it, I know you're chasing that same pleasure you always do. You can't help yourself, kitten. I know this. Before me, well, that was a different story, but now you're Daddy's little slut, and you want it that way. I do too. You caught my eye, not only because of how fucking gorgeous you are. Yes, you are. But also because I know the version of you that other people don't see. The you that is an absolute whore for my hands and mouth and anything of me you can get. That's it, baby. Fuck your clit into that vibe. God, you're always so sweet when you writhe around on top of me. Can't you see why I'd be opposed to what you suggested? Oh, aren't you brave? See, how can I not get turned on with you huffing in my ear, begging me to slide a finger in? Well, I guess I can let go of your hair. Hold on, kitten. Let me just reach behind, slide my fingers over your pussy from the back. Oh, that feels good, doesn't it? You love Daddy playing with your clit and cunt like this. It's too bad. I can already feel you clenching so hard. Wouldn't want to end this too soon, would I? No, you're right. That would ruin your one-day streak of not coming. I know what those moans mean. I know it means kitten's getting a little too close. It's not like I can't feel your thighs clenching around mine, which is why we're turning this vibe off. Hey, kitten, come on. Be a good sport. You're very specific about not wanting to come. Don't give me that look. Hey, if anything, this is empowering for you, right? Besides, who says we're done? I just wanted to put this aside so I can play with your clit with my fingers. God, I've never seen you so relieved. Well, there we are. Sensitive, huh? I mean, you were pretty close. I should be careful, right? Slide a finger in while I'm rubbing kitten's sweet little clit. Oh, good girl. I know, after that first edge, it's not hard to get you back, so let's get right to it. Yeah, I'm going a little bit fast, but you're okay with that, right, kitten? You're such a good girl. You can take it. I know you can. And if you can't, your safe word's right there. You can say it whenever you want. If ever you want. I just want to see my kitten feel so good. I just want to know my sweet girl satisfied. I can see it in your eyes, and I can feel you clench around me, around my fingers, around my thighs. So what if we just skip today, huh? Start tomorrow instead. Not that I'm not proud of you, I am, but usually you'd have come by now. You're really going to keep yourself from feeling so good. And it's been such a long day, poor baby. You got past the vibrator too. It's not easy, I know it's not. Come on, kitten, don't you want to come all over daddy's fingers? Sweetie, don't you think I deserve it? Don't you think I deserve your cum? Why don't you just let go? Kitten, just come for daddy. Come on, all this self-denial, and for what? You can just let it go. You've held on for long enough. Wouldn't it feel so good to come for me? Playing with your clit and tits, fingering your pussy just the way you like it. Come on, kitten, what do you say? Wow. I'm impressed. You're really adamant about that, huh? Well, okay. I guess I'll order some Chipotle. I'll be in the kitchen if you need me.